The fuchsia fox fell 50 fathoms from father's famous fish fry.
All right, 32, I'll take the watch. You can go home now. Ah, good morning, Professor Longnecker.
Oh, smart. You'll tend guard me again?
Yes, and I must say that I always look forward to the pleasure of your company, Professor.
Oh, thank you, smart. I see you didn't forget.
Me? Forget? Never. Forget what? Oh, your coffee.
Yes.
Yes, I knew there was something I didn't forget, but I couldn't remember what it was. Well, Professor, I must say it's certainly an honor being here in your lab. After all, you are control's greatest inventor. Perhaps the greatest inventor in the world.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, don't be so modest, Professor. I understand that this Omega Deltoid Solotron Mark II that you're working on could give control the means to destroy chaos.
Yes, if I live to finish it. Sometimes I get the feeling that, my life is in danger.
Professor, I give you my absolute guarantee that with the protective measures around you, it would be impossible for anyone to kill you. Guns, knives, explosives, no weapon of any description could possibly be smuggled into this laboratory. There is not one single way they could get at you.
Poison.
All right, one.
Smart. I must confess something terrible.
You're not going to pay me for the coffee.
All my life, I have lied. Not being what I said I have. Smart, I have been a fraud.
All right, Professor, cut out the small talk. You've got to save your strength.
All right, Smart. I will try to do as you say.
Good. Tell me the whole story right from the beginning and don't leave out a thing.
All the devices, the inventions, none of them were my creations.
Are you saying that you stole all your ideas from somebody else?
Yes, from the greatest scientific mind in the world today. His name is... Yes, Dr. T.
Hello, Chief. This is Max. How are you, Chief? Oh, I'm fine, just fine. Chief? Guess who just died? Well, you remember Professor Longnecker.
They had it, failed him.
Mopping up all this coffee.
Oh, Max, how did it happen?
These cheap coffee containers. The bottom dropped right out of it.
Coffee. Max, Professor Longnecker, how did he die?
Very slowly.
But why, Max, how?
He was poisoned.
Oh, Max. The chief is really furious. He says, thanks to you, Control has lost its greatest scientist.
99, I've got to tell you something. You know how much respect I've always had for the dead. I mean, I go to all the control funerals. I even say some of the eulogies.
What are you trying to say, Max?
Longnecker was a fraud, a phony, and a cheat.
Max!
Not one of those inventions, not one of them were his. They were all the work of a scientific genius known as Dr. T.
That doesn't seem possible.
But it's true, 99. I'm telling you. Longacre told me everything. Just before he died, he told me everything.
Good, Max. Who is Dr. T? Where do we find him?
Would you believe almost everything?
Hi, Max.
Oh, hi, 99.
So this is Professor Longnecker's apartment. It's pretty bohemian for such a renowned scientist, isn't it?
Yes, well, that's the whole idea, 99, to throw chaos off the trail. You see, Professor Longnecker was posing as the creator of a science fiction comic strip, The Girl from Galaxy. Perfect cover.
Except it didn't work.
What are you talking about? Of course it did. They didn't kill him here. They got him in the lab. Listen, 99, did you find out anything about that restaurant that sold me the poison coffee?
Yes, Max. It was a chaos front. They stayed in business almost a year just to get the professor. Then they packed up and disappeared. Terrible, isn't it?
Certainly is. They had the best prune Danish in town.
I'm afraid our troubles with chaos are just beginning, Max. They'll do anything to keep us from finishing the Omega Deltoid Solitron Mark II. Now it looks as though Dr. T's the only one that can do it. If we don't find him, the entire civilized world will be in danger.
Not to mention our side. 99, take a look around, see if you can find anything.
Right, Max.
Now, pardon me. I have it on reliable authority that Professor Longnecker was murdered early this morning.
Yes, that's true. You must be an old friend come to offer condolences.
No, I'm the landlord come to show the apartment. Well, this way, please. They seem to be busy in the living room, so I'll show you the bedroom first.
Max, what are we going to do? Without Dr. T, work on the Omega Deltoid Solitron Mark II is at a complete standstill. Max, look.
Yes, son, what is it? What can I do for you?
I came to collect for the newspaper. Professor Longnecker owes me 85 cents.
Professor Longnecker died this morning, dear.
Gee.
Here, I'll take care of it. Keep the change.
Thanks, miss. Maybe I can do you a favor sometime.
Anything interesting, Max?
Nothing much, 99. It's just Professor Longnecker's date book.
Max, look at this. Every day, Professor Longnecker had lunch at a Chinese restaurant on First Street at 3 o'clock.
Well, what's so strange about that?
3 o'clock for lunch? That's an odd hour. Why would he eat then?
Probably because he was hungry.
Max, that restaurant's a good 5 miles from the lab.
Well, that's not so strange. The long walk probably made him hungry.
You think we ought to check it out anyway, Max?
Well, all right, 99. We'll go over there at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Max, look. Max, what did you do?
Just eliminated a chaos agent.
Well, how could you be sure?
Because, 99, my eagle eye picked out a few things that the ordinary person might not see. First of all, his sponge was absolutely filthy. Second, he was using horizontal strokes instead of vertical strokes. And finally, he was holding his squeegee with an overlapping lacrosse grip.
Besides, it's raining and window washers don't work in the rain.
I wasn't finished, 99.
Sorry, Max.
Besides, it's raining and window washers don't work in the rain.
Good thinking, Max. There's nobody here, Max.
Yes, the food must be terrible.
Well, we got here very quickly. It's only 20 of 3.
Listen to this, 99. Sounds very strange.
What does it say, Max?
Look in other fortune cookie.
See me at 3, Dr. T.
Obviously some sort of code.
It's a straightforward message, Max. He's going to meet us here at 3.
How diabolically clever. A straightforward message. Only a genius could have thought of that.
Right, Max.
Well, 99, everything is going perfectly. Not only have we located our quarry, but we've finally beaten chaos to the punch. But not the gun.
Good afternoon, Schmart.
Max, it's Siegfried.
I know it's Siegfried. Tell me, Siegfried, what's a high-class killer like you doing in a place like this?
The same thing you are, Schmart.
Yes, well, as a matter of fact, we were just...
Stay. Nobody leaves. Not until we have made contact with your friend, Dr. T.
Dr. T? What are you talking about, Siegfried? I never heard of a Dr. T.
Neither have I. What does he specialize in?
Fortune cookie messages and the Omega Deltoid Solitron Mark II.
How do you like that? Two wild lucky guesses.
You fool! You think we have no other ways of communication?
Of course. The old microphone and the squeegee trick.
Enough of this small talk. Let us sit down like civilized spies and wait for Dr. T. But first, gun, please. You 299, gun, please. Want no tricks? I may be a gentleman, but I'm also a deadly killer. Now, at precisely 3 o'clock, Dr. T will enter. I will capture him, and then I will permanently eliminate both you and 99. So, until 3, eat, drink, and be merry.
Max, it's 3 minutes to 3.
Good. Pass the Chinese crepe lock.
Anybody? You can read all about it.
Read all about what?
If I told you, you wouldn't have to buy the paper.
Why don't you break down and buy a paper from the kid, Schmart?
Because we already subscribe at the office.
How about you, sir?
Buzz off, punk.
To say that this is the worst Chinese food I've ever eaten. Well, Siegfried, it's 20 minutes after 3. Now, will you believe that Dr. T is not meeting us here?
Yeah, I believe you. And now it's time for us to say goodbye. Goodbye.
Why did Siegfried let us go? Why didn't he kill us while he had the chance?
Hold it, 99. Don't turn around.
What is it, Max?
Look through my mirrored cufflinks.
It's Siegfried and his henchmen, following us in that black car.
Yes. They're waiting for us to lead them to Dr. T.
But how can we, Max? We don't even know who Dr. T is.
We don't. I do. You see, 99, besides being a great scientific genius, Dr. T is also an expert on the skateboard.
What are you talking about, Max?
99, Dr. T.
Any results from the computer analysis, Max?
Not yet, Chief, but I'm positive I'm right. I mean, it has to be more than a coincidence that that newspaper kid showed up at Longnecker's apartment in the Chinese restaurant, too.
Besides, the restaurant is directly across from the school, which lets out at 3:10.
It's too incredible. A bubblegum-chewing scientific genius?
Here comes the first card now, Chief. Full name, Tyler J. Tatteldub. Age, 11 years, 2 months. Attends Sequoia Junior High School, 8th grade.
See, Max, there's nothing unusual about him.
Also has master's degree in analytical calculus from Chicago University. PhD in chemical engineering from Caltech.
Incredible. Anything else?
Yes. I need oil.
Max, turn it off. I'm convinced. Get Tyler Tattledove. Max, control needs him.
As good as done, Chief.
I don't know, Max. Every control agent's going to be followed by a chaos agent. From the second we leave this building, Siegfried will be tailing us.
Don't give it another thought, 99.
Just follow me and I'll show you how to shake a tail.
Max, something's wrong. I could swear this elevator isn't moving.
It isn't, 99. A little wiring trick of mine. Causes the elevator to stand still while the indicator shows it going up.
Max, your resourcefulness is amazing.
Oh, thank you, 99. By now, Siegfried should be searching the heliport on the roof. Now all we have to do is to walk out of the front door of this building. At 99, we've lost him.
Where to, Mac?
Max, do you think your trick worked?
There's absolutely no possibility that Siegfried is anywhere within 10 miles of here.
Good afternoon, Schmalt.
It's amazing how his voice carries, though.
Let's face it, Schmalt. This high cost of eluding could bankrupt both Chaos and Control. Unless, of course, we were to join forces for this assignment.
Max, if they find Dr. T, they'll kill him.
99. At a special Chaos meeting, we decided that Dr. T, whoever he is, would be much more useful to us alive.
You haven't got a chance, Siegfried.
Very well. I merely propose you lead me to him and let the good doctor decide for himself which side he chooses.
All right, Siegfried. I accept your challenge.
Then it is agreed. You will present your good arguments, and I will present our evil ones. And may the worst side win.
Well, Schmuck, where's your Dr. T?
Will you relax, Siegfried? The trouble with you is you don't have any patience.
I have all the patience in the world. It's just that waiting bugs me.
Well, you don't have to wait any longer. He's here.
Hi.
You mean to tell me this itsy bitsy little kid is the most brilliant scientific mind of our times? Ridiculous. It's true, maybe?
Yes, it's true, Siegfried. Son, my name is Maxwell Smart, Agent 86 of Control.
And I'm Count von Siegfried, Vice President in charge of treason for Chaos.
Gosh. What did you want to talk to me about?
Well, that all depends. First of all, can you prove you're really Dr. T?
Sure. Mr. Count Siegfried, would you toss that cup in the air, please?
Amazing!
That's fantastic. How do you do it?
It's really quite simple, 99. You just stick your tongue through the gum and blow. Then you push your lips.
I meant the little black box, Max.
Oh, that. You tell him about it, kid.
Oh, sort of on the principle of instantaneous molecular repulsion. It sets up a kind of electronic force field that repels anything it's directed against.
Right. Well, Siegfried, are you satisfied?
All except for one thing. Tell me, Doctor, why were you giving all your miraculous inventions to Professor Longnecker?
Because he needed ideas for the comic strip he was drawing. It was the least I could do, considering he always bought my newspaper.
I see. And now that the subscription has expired, along with the professor, I take it you have no further commitments? You are a free agent?
Gee, I don't know. I don't get out of school till 3, and 2 afternoons a week I have Little League.
Listen, son. If you come with Control, not only will you play on our baseball team, but you get to pitch.
You can pitch for the Chaos team, too. And in our league, this spitball is legal. Also, our umpires can be bribed.
There's more to life than just baseball, Dr. T. With us, you can look forward to a rewarding future of self-sacrifice and hard work for the good of your fellow man.
We have potato chips and soda pop for breakfast, free TV horror movies, and the right to call Captain Kangaroo a fink.
Now, wait a minute, Siegfried. You're a little out of line. That isn't fair. Look, son, there's one very important thing that you have to remember. He is on the side of evil. We are on the side of good.
But why is good better than evil?
Why is good better than evil? Yes, well, everybody knows why good is better than evil. Why? All you have to do is look at the world around you. Who always comes out on top? Who always gets everything they want? The good guys or the bad guys? Let me put it another way.
Enough of this fishmongering! Which side are you going to choose?
Oh, boy, that's easy. I'm on the side she's on. She's a knockout.
I knew he'd do what any red-blooded American boy would do.
Here are the plans to the Omega Deltoid Solartron Mark II, Mr. Smart.
All is not lost for chaos. Gun, please! Come on, 99, your gun! Quickly!
Here.
What is that?
My permit. You might as well take it. You use my guns more than I do.
Careful, kid, or else I'll shoot your new lady friend.
You're a bad, bad man.
Flattery won't help you now, kid.
Get back under the table.
Max, look out!
Okay, Fatso, that's it. I shall now proceed to take you apart piece by piece. Listen, I hope I wasn't out of line with that crack about Fatso.
Can you get it to work? I'm trying. Hurry!
Splendid fight, Schmatt. Little noisy, but splendid.
What's wrong? I don't know. Oh, quick.
And now you die.
How about you, Dr. T?
I'm okay, but if you'll excuse me, I have to get home before dinner or I'll get a spanking.
Oh, Max, isn't it a fascinating world where you find such a strange combination of childishness and genius?
It certainly is, 99.
No, Max, first you have to put your tongue through it and then you blow.
I know how to do it, 99.